a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, partly cloudy. We're at 95 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, the Utah GOP is supporting a resolution to ban gender transition medical therapies for transgender youth. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Senate President Stuart Adams is a co-sponsor of the resolution that the party passed this weekend. He says in a statement to KSL News Radio that the legislature will explore possible solutions to protect children. And he says he supports this being one of the issues they address in the upcoming session.
The resolution also reads that the party supports the efforts of elected officials on this issue. Sue Robbins with Equality Utah's Transgender Advisory Council says she disagrees with any ban on gender transitions.
These bills harm our youth just by existing because they feel under constant attack. I can tell you I know of families that have moved out of Utah because they don't feel like they have a safe environment for their transgender youth to grow up in.
Robbins says that she would expect a lawsuit if Utah moves forward with any kind of ban in legislation. Some students have wrapped up their first day back at school this year. Many parents and teachers have honed in on getting kids caught up from remote learning during the pandemic. Murray's superintendent, Jennifer Covington, tells Utah's Morning News they're taking an individualized approach to help the kids get back up to speed.
So we're taking data and information on our students and making sure we're putting small groups together in our elementary schools so that we know where our students are and we can catch them back up.
Covington says they're fully staffed with their teachers, but they're still looking to hire support staff like bus drivers and custodians. KSL News Time 402, if you bought Capri Sun lately, there might be cleaning solution in it. Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands and thousands of cases of the kid-oriented drink, saying that it might be contaminated with this cleaning solution. 5,700 cases of the wild cherry flavor are affected. Best use date on these cases, June 25th of next year. You're encouraged to return the drinks to wherever you bought them and get a refund. KSL News Time 402. President Trump's personal attorney learns he's under investigation in Georgia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Rudy Giuliani learned today he is the target of an investigation into the 2020 election results in Georgia. Here's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Rudy Giuliani was someone who was pushing all sorts of conspiracy theories, whether it was a suitcase full of ballots or broken voting machines. None of them had any validity.
But now he is a target of this ongoing criminal investigation. He is set to testify before a special grand jury later this week. State Department spokesman Ned Price not confirming whether Iran had anything to do with the attack of author Salman Rushdie.
There's an active law enforcement investigation ongoing. We're not going to get ahead of those law enforcement equities.
Authorities say Rushdie's attacker may be aligned with Shia extremism. Rushdie remains hospital with serious injuries. Two of the former police officers who helped hold George Floyd down before his death today rejected a plea deal from the state of Minnesota. The state had offered each man 36 months in prison to be served concurrently with their existing federal convictions. The men plan to go forward with their trials in state court. If they're convicted on the highest count, both of them could face at least 12 years in state prison. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Recent rain in Arizona has been good news at the Grand Canyon. The national park has lifted mandatory water conservation measures for the South Rim. As of today, the water storage there has reached an acceptable level. 7 western U.S. states, including Utah, are facing a deadline from the federal government to come up with a plan to use substantially less water from the Colorado River next year. We expect the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to publish hydrology projections tomorrow that'll trigger agreed-upon cuts for states who rely on the river. The ongoing drought, climate change, and overuse have jeopardized the water supply that more than 40 million people rely on. Rising inflation may make it feel like your hard-earned money isn't going as far, but in Utah, we've had a better increase in wages than most.
Utah boasts the second highest wage increase in the country over the last decade. We're just behind our neighbors in Idaho with a nearly 83% increase over the last 10 years. The numbers come from the digital adoption magazine, digitaladoption.com, which crunched 10 years of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 405. A number of Utah tourism destinations are about to get part of a $5 million shot in the arm aimed at helping them attract visitors. The Utah Board of Tourism Development approved the money for marketing grants. It'll help groups that market popular tourist areas and travel-related nonprofits. We're learning today that 2 are dead, 5 others injured, after a small plane crashed into Lake Powell over the weekend. The plane was reportedly submerged after the single-engine plane had an engine problem and fell from the sky. The name of the pilot and the 6 passengers have not been released. KSL News Time 406.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.